I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey.
Is it Granada I see, or only Asbury Park?
Wow, 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 days, oh baby.
Meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, a Memorial Day weekend cruise through the golden era of Jersey Shore music history. In the 1920s, the Jersey Shore music scene was popping. And by popping, I mean with John Philip Sousa marching band controversy. At the height of Prohibition, Sousa was a regular attraction in Ocean Grove. But when local teetotalers heard he planned to play a new tune called The Mingling of the Wets and Dries, they threatened to boycott the performance. Sousa relented, but ended up never being asked back anyway. Legend has it, Duke Ellington was inspired by a piano performance he saw as a child on vacation in Asbury Park. And when he became a hit bandleader in the 1930s, he helped the town become an it destination for the top performers of the time. That includes Ellington's longtime drummer, Long Branch native Sonny Greer, and fellow bandleader Count Basie, who was born in Red Bank. From the 1940s into the 1960s, as Atlantic City had its heyday, Frank Sinatra and his Rat Pack were cornerstones of the culture.
While they sober up the drunk, I'll sing a few songs.
Heard here in a 4 a.m. set at the 500 Club, sharing the stage with Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr.
You think that love's a barrel of dynamite? Oh, and hallelujah. You had it coming to you. Goody, goody for him. Goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
For the rock and roll scene, Wildwood dominated the 1950s and 60s. Memorial Day weekend of 1954 saw Bill Haley and the Comets debut this song at a performance at the Hofbräu Hotel.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me.
Wildwood was also a popular stop on the Chitlin circuit for black artists, including Fats Domino, Little Richard, Chubby Checker, The Platters, and The Drifters.
On a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Back up in Asbury Park, native son Lenny Welch went to number 4 on the chart in 1963 with this.
You took my love and now you've gone. Since I fell for you.
And the local group The Broadways had a hit the following year with this one. But by the 1970s, Asbury Park started to become synonymous with another sound.
Oh, I know that it's getting late, but I don't wanna go home. I'm in no hurry, baby, time can wait.
Southside Johnny was a central part of a scene where band members were always playing in each other's bands. Guys like Stephen Van Sant, Gary Talent, Clarence Clemens. Sometimes they were with the Asbury Jukes. Other times, Storm and Norman and the Joyful Noise. And that's pretty much where those guys peaked. JK, here's Bruce. With a little thing called the E Street Band. I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.